Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am profoundly grateful to be with you on this July the 9th, 2023 date, although it's being recorded long before. Well, yesterday I had a wonderful question about how can we be so wrong, and I sent the podcast to the individual that wrote me that, and I got an immediate reply, and I thought it would be worth talking about here. As he says, he understood the podcast to a certain degree, but then he asks, how can we be so wrong with, let's say, the way we live, based on thousands of years of being human beings and going through the history of humanity? And then he went into science and he said, how can we be so wrong? His name, he told me I could tell you, is Keith, and he lives in the Southeast. That's all I can say. Okay. Keith, if you look at humanity, it is marked by war and killing. Even the year is marked after the death of Jesus, A.D. So the interesting thing that you seem to misunderstand is that there is always wars going on. Constantly wars. Wars and killing and cruelty in this world. And you ask me, how can we be so wrong? There are street smarts, intellectual smarts, shall we say, political smarts, cleverness. But the one thing humanity lacks is love. And love is not a quality that you develop or can emulate through smarts. I know a lot of smart people, most of them very unloving. In fact, the majority of them, very unloving. They have no ability to do any even self-examination. They just are. They're smart. They use their smart to be defensive, and it sticks out all over the place, and they like to think of themselves as better people than the rest of us. And yada, yada, yada. It just goes on and on and on. It's ridiculous. And I am sure, Keith, you have met these people, and quite possibly you might be one of these people. I don't know. But no matter what, the reason I say what I say, and I say that we are doing so many things that are futile, not wrong, futile, and develop, shall we say, a world whereby futile is acceptable. Futile is something that we use to get what we want. Futile is hatred. Futile is fear. And we are only interested in how many wars we can win, both in business, in social issues, in political issues, in religious issues. All we're concerned about is winning, and that winning denotes the idea of dominance, and that dominance has to do with our DNA and living from our DNA to survive. So we can only see a way of killing each other in order to survive. And this kill has to do with the idea of not only the animals we eat, but each other. And I say to you, it's not a matter of just wrong. You put that label on it when you sent me your first email. But for me, it's about how futile we are. And we are a futile humanity, and we have absolutely no intention of doing anything more than what our futility may dictate to us. So it's logical. If someone gets in our way, we kill them. If someone gets in our way for something we want, we eliminate them. That's the way we think. And because we think and breathe and live in such a manner, we create in this world all sorts of trials and tribulations for ourselves that absolutely destroy the meaning and the significance of what it means, as it were, the significance of love. We have no sacred significance in us, in our life, in ourselves, in anything, none whatsoever. And nor do we consider it an inner strength, the discipline to come to a place inside of us where we would live beyond our instincts. We just don't care. Robert Sapolsky said, "We're so smart, we make ourselves sick." And he is right. We have become so smart, so cunning, so strategic in our cunningness that we think wealth is the proof of worth. And as long as I think of myself in the form of my worth being that of what I am able to accumulate in and of this world, I will miss the things that are most important. This world is based in death. When we are born, we from a line of birth and death experiences. We come into this world. We do not recognize where we are, how we got here. We refuse to recognize it. And for us, it's all about being happy. Happy, happy, happy. Party, party, party. Get what I want, get what I want. And try to be better than other people to get their admiration, which we think of as love. This is the stuff we live by. You have to understand, Keith, Greg Penn's Four Noble Truths. Nobody likes you anyway. I did a whole series on that. You might want to watch that, maybe not. Nothing good ever lasts long in this world. Can't teach a pig to sing. Waste your time and annoys the pig. That's a huge one, huh? And nothing good ever lasts long in this world in the form of this. You have to kind of understand it, that we don't care about love. We don't care about what is important. We just don't. So with that being said, all we care about is what we can get from each other, even steal. This whole thing of democracy makes me laugh. And there's a lot of people that feel the way I do. There's a lot, a whole lot, because we know this isn't a democracy. It's bullying, our whole thing. It's a republic, and we live in the republic of bullying. So, Keith, don't try to elevate this world based on its history, because it's about nothing but death. That's the way we live our life. It's nothing but death. So, with that all being said, and you talking to me over text, we can understand each other in this format. When you are done with your faults, when you, as Lhotse said, are sick of your own sickness, when that has finally occurred and you finally realize the futility of your life, really realize it. No good deed goes unpunished. Once you really understand all of that, then you will be able to begin an authentic spiritual practice and you will realize exactly what needs be done in you. And you will not leave this world without allowing for something to render itself from the goodness of your heart to this world. It may not last long because no good deed goes unpunished and good things in this world don't last long. But the effort that you make to serve those who you might help is a noble way to live your life. In fact, in my estimation, it is the only nobility there is in and of the world other than that of achieving consciousness, which allows you to be noble, which allows you to do wonderful things, which allows you to live a full and beautiful experience in this lifetime. But consciousness is meditation. Consciousness is life. Consciousness leads to love. I'm out of here. Keith, thank you for the interaction. I as I told you, I really enjoyed you. And I think you probably helped more people than you might know here. Please forgive me. All of you, be back on the air tomorrow. Namaste.